This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. For all the economic benefit the interstate highway system delivers and has delivered, it has come with a great deal of social deficit. There are highways in this country, a lot of them in a lot of cities, that run straight through neighborhoods with majority Black and Latino populations. This week, the Department of Transportation announced more than $3 billion in grants from the Infrastructure Law and the Inflation Reduction Act to help reconnect some of those communities. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
There are many reasons why America's infrastructure disproportionately cuts through communities of color.
Some of it is overtly racist decisions.
Ben Crowther is policy director for America Walks, a nonprofit supporting walkable communities.
Some of it is highway engineers following the path of least financial resistance. These are the places where it's cheap to acquire property because of institutional decisions like redlining that has depreciated homes in these neighborhoods.
And those choices decades ago have had lasting consequences, says Christopher Coase, an assistant secretary at the Department of Transportation.
In these communities today, they generally have higher health impacts. Many communities have higher asthma rates. These are communities that oftentimes are most disconnected from jobs or everyday destinations like healthcare.
The DOT grants include projects to put caps over stretches of highway that can be converted into parks. And, says Robert Blaine, a senior executive at the National League of Cities,
this might create a bridge, for example, that goes directly over the interstate or under the interstate to be able to connect those communities. And what would be maybe a 10-minute trip or a 15-minute trip is now a 2 or 3-minute trip.
Even though advocates say these grants mark a historic investment in infrastructure equity, they come at the same time other state and federal infrastructure investments are perpetuating trends of the past, says Yona Freemark, a researcher at the Urban Institute.
We're talking about over $100 billion a year on maintaining and expanding the highway system. And so $3 billion in 1 year to reconnect communities is quite small.
Freemark says these grants are a good first step, but that there is much more to do to address the historical harms undergirding America's highways. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.